Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
This is LNP 133, how you can increase your credibility with one technique. You want to get clients? You know that to do so, you have to increase your legal nurse consultant visibility. How do you do that? This is Pat Iyer with Iyer's Insights. One of the best ways to attract attorneys to your practice is to get published. My publications have done more than anything else to establish my credibility. Since 1979, I have co-authored or written or edited over 800 chapters, books, online courses, case studies, and articles. That does not include over 1,000 blog posts. All of this took place over time. It started with the first piece that I wrote, which was about battered wives. If you want more visibility as a legal nurse consultant, you should always be looking to write to share your expertise. Having articles published is a definite boost to a legal nurse consultant's career. Get your first article published to stimulate your writing career and establish more credibility with your clients. My first published article occurred after I finished graduate school. The following information is my story of how I got involved in writing. I always enjoyed reading books and creative writing classes that I took in high school. When I was in graduate school, I took a course that involved bringing people with various psychological disturbances into the classroom. The students interviewed the person and got a life story. One of the people who came in was a battered wife who was sitting in a wheelchair. She had been paralyzed by her spouse. I was intrigued by why she stayed in that relationship and decided to do my paper for the course about domestic violence. My nursing professor said to me, "This is a great paper. You ought to turn it into an article." I said, "How do I do that?" She explained a little bit about the process. I wrote an article, I submitted it, and it was accepted, and then the journal copy editor changed it to the point I couldn't find a single sentence that I had written. I was surprised by that, and I found out later that was the style of the journal, although not a universal practice for all nursing journals. It was published in 1980. The experience of having my first article encouraged me to keep writing. The second article that I wrote flowed from a paper that I presented at the American Diabetes Association annual conference. I talked about pregnancy and diabetes, which was based on work I did in graduate school. The association's editor said she wanted me to take the abstract and turn it into an article for the journal. That article was published. The third article that I wrote was on my experiences having a premature baby. I explained the circumstances of my first son's birth and included advice to parents who were going through a similar experience. I also provided advice to nurses who were taking care of such patients. And that article was accepted for publication. I have continued to write ever since. Legal nurse consultants are in an ideal position to write articles. After you research a topic, what can you say about it to an audience other than your client? After you prepare a sample report, how can you turn that information into an article? How can you develop blog posts from the material for your website? Think creatively. Who do you write for and why? You have two audiences as a legal nurse consultant: nurses and other healthcare providers and attorneys. Your publications for nurses boost your professional credibility. Your publication for attorneys attract clients. At the risk of being simplistic, I suggest that if you're an expert witness, you should write for nurses. Articles for professional nursing journals are a wonderful way to get started. If you're a non-expert, you will target attorneys and seek to write blogs for your own site or for an attorney's site. You would write opt-in reports, white papers, newsletters, and more. Before I continue with the show, I want to share a resource specifically created to help you write professional LNC reports. That's my free online training called Get More Clients with Professional LNC Reports. Imagine how great you'll feel when you can use the techniques I'll cover to start delivering highly polished and more professional-looking reports that represent you at your very best. You can access this free training at this link, http://lnc.tips/professional-lnc. That link is http://lnc.tips/professional-lnc. And start learning as soon as you finish listening to this podcast. Think about the top 7 benefits of being published. Publications add value to your career. They may influence a hiring or a promotion decision. Employees who write a chapter in a contributed book may be accorded increased recognition and stature in the company. Second point is the publications that are well done establish your credibility. That's what I've been talking about up to this point. You may become known as an expert in your field. Someone may say about you, "She's an expert in the subject. She wrote the book on the subject." Some individuals spend their whole professional career writing articles and capitalizing on those articles. If the publications you are writing are relevant to showing your expertise, they get your name known. Your publications enable people to find you, particularly if biographical information says enough about how to locate you. It is common to see an email address in the biographical description, which is that little paragraph at the end of the article or at the bottom of the first page of the article. It enables people to be able to reach you, to ask you to speak, to consult on a legal nurse consulting case, or be involved in a project of some kind. If you're visible in other ways, an internet search will lead people to you. Third point, depending on the publication, you may receive some compensation for an article. Professional journals may pay you a fee for writing. Books published by a traditional publisher result in royalties, usually 10 to 15% of the net price. Self-published books will give you a proportionately higher amount of the net price. Point 4, authors may generate income in addition to royalties by selling and buying their own books. The publisher may give a 50% discount off the net cost of the book. Fifth, an interesting article may lead to a request for you to do a column. An interesting column may be syndicated. It may be picked up by other publications. An interesting book or article may result in requests for more books, speaking opportunities, consulting jobs, business, fame, interviews by the press, podcasts, radio shows, television shows, and more. Point 6, the writing skills that you develop are translatable to writing in different forms, such as ebooks or online courses, and developing other products that can be sold to increase revenue. If you're comfortable with words and the process of putting words onto paper, then you can translate those words into various forms. And last point, it's easier to get work as a legal nurse consultant, particularly as an expert witness, if you have publications. What do you write about to bolster your legal nurse consultant visibility? What is your area of expertise? For example, are you an emergency department nurse? You might write an article for a professional journal about a new way of improving patient satisfaction. and reduce the number of patients who leave without being seen. You'll write an article for attorneys focused on how to interpret medical records of a trauma patient. Where do you share your expertise? These are all viable ways to share your knowledge. A book, an ebook, a white paper, a blog post, an article, an email series, a chapter, an opt-in report, a newsletter, and more. Each of these pieces requires a different strategy. The key is to consider the rewards of becoming more visible. Here's a guerrilla marketing bonus tip. Plaintiff attorneys are particularly aware that potential clients may find them through searches. The law firm wants to attract clients. Offer to write blogs for a law firm. You use your expertise to prepare medical information related to a topic that the law firm handles. The attorney finishes off the blog with a call to action. We handle cases involving blank. Call us about your case. Attorneys are always under pressure to write material for their blogs. I bet they would be grateful for your help. A blog is like a hungry child that needs to be fed. If you pick your prospect well, you have a terrific opportunity to increase your legal nurse consultant visibility and get a new client. Do you want to learn more? I present more great writing tips about legal nurse consulting in my online training, Get More Clients with a Professional LNC Report. Join me for the recording of this free training by going to this link, http://lnc.tips/professionallnc, and discover more tips to make your writing stand out. Thanks for being a part of this program. Check out our online training and books at legalnursebusiness.com. Expand your LNC skills with our resources. Also, explore coaching with me at lncacademy.com to get more clients, make more money, and avoid expensive mistakes. And finally, join our continuing education program and get monthly trainings at lncceu.com. You'll get 2 online trainings each month designed to deepen your knowledge and skills. And look forward to having you tune into our programs again next week.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on legalnursebusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at lncacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on legalnursepodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on legalnursepodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.